Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday, thank goodness, the 12th day of August, 2022. Here are my weather thoughts going into the weekend. A couple of interesting things in there, but overall, let's acknowledge the fact that the atmosphere has not produced the rain we expected over the last couple of days. I've been closer to it than most other folks just simply because I lowered the probability of rain. It just hasn't been that well depicted. If you go look at some of the short-range, high-resolution model guidance, just hasn't materialized. Most of the rain the last 2 days has either been to the north of Austin, that was 2 days ago, or to the south or southeast of the area yesterday. And while there are a couple of showers mid-morning on this Friday out toward Lake Somerville and over toward Bryan College Station, folks, I still am going to lean toward this high-resolution, short-range model guidance, which is suggesting most of the stuff is going to be to the south of the Austin area proper. So I'm going to stick with 30% today, reduce the chance of rain tomorrow, and then the upper-level ridge of high pressure is going to take hold. And that will get us back, well, I'm not that we're going to go that far from it anyway. We were 102 yesterday out at Camp Mabry. I think we're around 100 today, tomorrow. But I'm telling you, we'll be above 100 again as the upper-level ridge of high pressure, the lid on the atmosphere essentially takes hold a little stronger overhead by Sunday, more likely Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I'm seeing 103, maybe 104 in the Austin area by the middle part of next week. Beyond that is interesting. Don't want to hex it at this point and drive it away, but we need to watch for some possible pattern changes for the latter part of next week. The upper level high, it looks like, and this has been pretty consistent in the models, is going to shift back to the northwest again, and the lid on the atmosphere will lessen locally. It'll also turn our upper level winds more out of the north, and you know what that's going to allow to happen by Thursday and Friday of next week? A cold front to move south into Texas, at least into north and central Texas. I have this feeling it may move further south. It'll be supported by those northerly winds aloft as the high gets further out to the west of us and the clockwise wind flow around it. So that could be a bit of a pattern change. You go look at the 8-14-day stuff from the Climate Prediction Center up in Washington, D.C., actually College Park, Maryland, and you notice that a good part of the central and northern U.S. is well below average temperatures in the 8 to 14-day outlook. So something's going on there. We'll watch for pattern changes for the end of next week. Now, one thing I haven't mentioned for today, tonight, tomorrow, into the weekend a little bit, is there are some thunderstorms off the Texas coast. Upper Texas coasts off the southern coastal parishes of Louisiana. Folks, that's going to be drifting westward. The National Hurricane Center is watching it. I haven't talked about it that much because it looks like its movement is going to be more toward the mid or lower Texas coast, and that would tend to keep any precipitation associated with it primarily south of I-10. So we're back to that old thing about most of the rain today and tomorrow being to the south of the Austin area proper. So I'll watch that closely, but I think South Texas is going to be more of the beneficiary, if you will, of that slug of moisture out in the Gulf of Mexico, as here in the Austin area, it remains generally dry. I hope I'm wrong with this. Maybe I'm too low on the probabilities for today, but based on the last couple of days, I think 30% for today and 20% tomorrow is about best we can expect, although I'll continue to watch it. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, 12th day of August, 2022. I'll take the weekend off, be watching the system in the Gulf, and be watching other things as well. But don't expect a whole lot of weather around here for the weekend, so I'm going to take the weekend off. I'm going to update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. Have a good Friday, a safe weekend, everyone, and we'll talk again early next week.